With industrial rotary saws usually used for cutting through railway tracks, this gang had become used to getting what they wanted. They spent several months of 2009 stealing cars from people's homes, making their getaway and leaving behind a trail of destruction. When they looked cornered, they used brute force to break away, even if it meant running someone down. PC Gary Marshall was left critically ill after being knocked to the ground.
He had severe injuries to his legs, both ankles were broken, his crucial ligament in his right knee was destroyed, as was his, and his kneecap was broken. He had a broken wrist on one side and very, very bad bruising to his stomach area and the tops of his legs. It's a struggle for him now. You know, when you have a high-powered motor vehicle driving at you at speed, he thought he was going to die.
PC Marshall said, "I regularly have flashbacks and nightmares. I'm also unable to do most things a dad would do with his son. For example, playing football, cycling, running, jogging, etc. As sometimes the pain can be unbearable. My mind and body have been scarred for life." 22-year-old Christopher Jones from Speke on Merseyside was convicted of grievous bodily harm and involvement in a series of robberies. Jones was not driving the car that hit PC Marshall, but he was in it and showed no regard for the officer. Police say the area in which the robber was operating is a safer place now that he's behind bars. Gang members were finally tracked down, thanks in part to a reckless driving episode, in which they apparently decided to go for a death-defying spin for the hell of it. Asked why they deliberately drew attention to themselves, a senior police officer said, because they could. Or at least, so they thought. Mike McCarthy, Sky News, Preston.